she's gonna.
Call to order. 48-hour notice. Opening statement. Pursuant to NJSA 10-4-10, notice of this meeting being held on Tuesday, June 10th, 2025, has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Co-Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limit prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Boldeman?
Here.
Mrs. Bissonnette?
Yes.
Mr. Carnahan? Mr. Catani?
Here.
Ms. Kavanaugh?
Here.
Mr. D'Ambrosio?
Here.
Mr. Dibble?
Here.
Mr. Lofredo?
Here.
Mrs. Malone?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mrs. Pollock?
Here.
Mr. Serino? Josephina Presby? Cassidy Murray?
Here.
Megan Leggett? Donovan Brown?
Here.
We have a quorum? Mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined committee of the whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the committee of the whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. I'm now going to move to the student board representative reports.
Good evening. I'm very excited to share a few of the recent highlights and upcoming events that we reflect at the Manasquan High School for Student Life. In early May, our juniors enjoyed a memorable night at the Sheraton in Eatontown for their junior prom. Later in the month, we as seniors had our prom at Jumping Brook Country Club, followed by a very fun senior trip at Topgolf. A huge thank you to Ms. Potos and Mrs. Koenig for planning both events for the class of 2025. It was super memorable and we all had a lot of fun. We also wrapped up our 2025-2026 student council elections and are proud to welcome Elvi Tanzo as president, Lexi Stamos as vice president, Owen Dunn as treasurer, and Jackson Bramley as secretary. One of the most exciting moments this spring was the Battle of the Classes, which we had two Fridays ago, the day of our prom. The class of 2025 came out on top. For Name That Tune to the three-point competitions, it was a day fun-filled with school pride. And speaking of pride, this past Friday, students from every grade came together for our first ever lip dub. Thank you to Dr. Kokoda for introducing it to Manasquan High School. We all loved it so much. It allowed us to display our school spirit, creativity, and collaboration, and we can't wait to share the final video soon. Looking ahead, we have the Baccalaureate ceremony on June 16th and graduations on June 20th. It's a very exciting time for us seniors, but also very sad. And finally, I'd like to thank the Board of Education for allowing the four of us to represent Manasquan High School this past year. It's been an amazing opportunity, and we've all grown immensely from it. Thank you.
All right, for academics, students finally finished AP testing after delayed psych tests and are starting to study for finals. And with classes like AP Bio and AP Stats, students are using their prior knowledge learned to create and design experiments for their own. Senior awards night went well on Monday, and scholarships and awards were given to many seniors. And this week, students from Mrs. County's horticulture class collaborated with students from Mrs. Minatoli's class to explore seed planting and garden maintenance. It was a great example of teamwork, shared learning, and the joy of working together outdoors. And we are looking forward to graduation and the end of the school year. Thank you.
Cassidy and Donovan, I just want to thank the two of you, along with Megan and Joey, for giving up your time all year. I know you're very, very busy, very involved, and you know, you're all very studious. You're going to go great places. But I just want to thank you on behalf of the board, the district, and your high school for being a liaison and give us the pulse of what's going on in the high school. I know you meet with Dr. Kakuda and you know, you come to the board meetings, but we just really appreciate your service, and we really thank you. So if you could just wait a second, we have something for you. Dr. Kakuda, you want to come up to it? So this is a portion where we recognize our students and staff for their accomplishments here in the district, and we just wanted to thank you for your service again. And anyone in the audience, if you are coming up, just if you just come up this way, we're a little jammed up over here. We got a lot of awards and recognitions to give out, but Donovan, if you can come up. In recognition of your service to the Manasquan School District Board of Education, school year 2024-25, Donovan Brown.
Thank you.
Donovan, stay up here. We're going to take a picture. In recognition, Cassidy, come on up. Cassidy Murray, in recognition of your service to the Manasquan School District Board of Education, school year 2024-2025. Congratulations and thank you for your service, Cassidy Murray.
Thank you. Thank you.
State championships, a lot going on in Manasquan. They couldn't make it tonight, but we want to thank them for their service as well. Next, we have our monthly student of the month. We'll start with the high school, and the high school freshman student of the month is Charlotte Quinn. Charlotte couldn't make it tonight, but she, just to describe her experience here, and what she does outside of school. In school, Charlotte plays volleyball, will be playing volleyball next year. Outside of school, Charlotte enjoys snowboarding, surfing, hanging out with friends. She is also volunteers at beach cleanups and Squanathon. Charlotte's favorite subject is biology. Her favorite teacher is Mrs. McGovern, because she is a funny and engaging Spanish teacher, and she has learned a lot from her this year. Charlotte Quinn, freshman of the month. Finlay Two is our sophomore student of the month. In school, Finlay is a member of the Key Club, FBLA, Academy of Finance, Science National Honor Society, Squanathon, Student Council, and Welcome Warriors. Finlay is also a member of the cross country team and basketball team. Outside of school, she plays for basketball for New Jersey Rise and enjoys hanging out with friends, going to the beach, walking on the boardwalk. Finlay also volunteers for Manasquan Antlers and Prime's Guardian Angels. Finlay's favorite subject is microeconomics. Her favorite teachers are Mrs. Anderson, Mr. Glenn, and Mr. Scheibler, because they make class fun and engaging while discussing important and real-world topics. I could just ask you, what is Prime's Guardian Angels? I'm not familiar with that.
It's just a bunch of kids from like around the area, and we all volunteer. We get to like local food kitchens or people who need help, a lot of hospitals.
Okay, we appreciate your community service. You live a very active life here. And how's your experience going here at Manasquan High School?
I say it's very exciting, but there's a lot of like stuff to do, and I feel like it's very involving, and it's fun that there's like something to do for everyone.
Okay, and you listed some favorite teachers, and we've been in alphabetical order, but Mrs. Anderson would appreciate being listed first. So tell us about your teachers a little bit.
I think all my teachers are like very helpful and hands-on, and they make class very interesting. I wouldn't really complain about any of them too.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Our Junior Student of the Month is John Lee.
Great timing. Great timing.
John, you couldn't
shut up. You've been busy. Congratulations.
Thank you.
In school, John is a member of FBLA. He is also on the football team and a little state championship winning lacrosse. John works at the Parker House. He completes volunteer work for CYO. His favorite subject is physics. His favorite teacher is Mr. Chang, because he makes class fun and exciting each day. I have to be honest with you, we got updates. You guys made me nervous at the end there.
But you pulled it out. It was close.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And outside of lacrosse and some of the athletic things you do, I see you're a member of FBLA. What is FBLA?
FBLA is Future Business Leaders. It's a great club. I think everybody should join. It just talks about like the future of business management. You also take like a test, which is a subject that you choose, and you compete for like states first, and then if you go all past states, goes on the nationals. That's all over the country, so it's a fun club that I like.
That's excellent. And Mr. Chang is your favorite teacher. Now, he's very popular.
Yes,
here.
He's the best.
And it says he makes class fun, but he's teaching physics. How does he pull that off?
Well, he's a funny guy, and just, everything he does, you know, he just makes class fun every day, and he always has a smile on his face, so it just reflects off me, and it always puts a smile on my face. So.
Now, are you going to major in physics when you get to college someday?
Or? I don't know. His class is pretty hard, but he does make it fun, so we'll see.
Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And good luck.
I get your picture, John.
Sorry.
There's no glare from the light in your eye.
Thank you.
And finally, our Senior Student of the Month is Megan Leggett. Megan couldn't make it today, but in school, she is the president of the Key Club, secretary of student council, member of National Honor Society. She's an executive member of the Squanathon Committee and a member of the Academy of Finance. She is also on the varsity tennis team and lacrosse team. They're currently playing in Allentown. Outside of school, Megan works at Water Lily and the Bath and Tennis Club in Spring Lake. She also volunteers with Manasquan Recreation. Megan's favorite subject is math. Her favorite teacher is Mrs. Hodnett, because she is so personable and always available for extra help or time when needed. Our Senior Student of the Month is Megan Lincoln. Which leads us into, she's very popular here at the high school, Mrs. Hodnett, Manasquan High School Teacher of the Month. Congratulations. Can you say something on behalf of Megan?
Sure. Megan is enrolled in two of my classes, so I get to see her twice a day, which is wonderful, in calculus and in AP statistics. And she just, I mean, you saw the picture of her before. She just is walking sunshine, pretty much. Always a smile on her face. Super kind. Sometimes seniors, especially twice a day, can this time of the year, to get a little senioritis and ready for it to be over, but I mean, she walks in with 100% effort every single day. I've never seen her without a smile, and she just, I mean, she's got amazing things in her future.
Okay, well, thank you. And you just do an excellent job.
Thank you.
You know, we love having you here, and you're so involved and so pro-kid. It's amazing. So thank you.
Thank you.
Manasquan Elementary Student of the Month is Yahir Caballero Cortez. Yahir couldn't make it tonight, but Yahir is in the Gifted and Talented Art Program, where he enjoys creating unique and beautiful art pieces. Outside of school, Yahir is in the Teen Arts New Jersey program. He plays soccer and enjoys cooking, painting, drawing in his free time. Yahir's favorite subject is math. His favorite teacher is Ms. Kehoe because she is very kind and helpful. She shows her students how nature and different kinds of breathing techniques can reduce stress or a negative mindset. Ms. Kehoe's class is relaxing and thrilling and peaceful. It helps Yahir prepare for the rest of his classes. Congratulations, Yahir Caballero Cortez. I'm not sure if Ms. Kehoe made it today, but congratulations to Deborah Kehoe, who was selected by Yahir as the Manasquan Elementary Teacher of the Month. I love this one. Big fella. Please welcome Central Jersey Group 2's champ, shot put, Henry Terlizzi. And I know you had some more accomplishments after the fact, so tell us about your season a little bit.
Beyond being a state champion, I got the opportunity to compete in the Meet of Champions, which was the highest state level meet. And that was fun. It wasn't the best meet, but that wasn't something I could control. But now I'm going to Nationals on June 21st in Eugene, Oregon. So that's going to be really fun. I'm happy that I have that opportunity. Given up graduation, but I think it's going to be worth it. So I'm going to get further again.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Ted, we're very proud of you. I'm going to take a picture, and I would ask coaches, Reed, can you come up and join us? And Rich, you too, please. You got this guy involved. STEM-based instructional program focuses on an engineering stream. They have computer science and also biomedical sciences. Through the hard work and effort of our teachers and the students here, the support of the board, this year we achieved our goal of, and I congratulate Dr. Kakuta and the staff and students here, we are a distinguished school for school year 2024-2025. So I would ask Dr. Kakuta to come up and join me. And we have four or five elective choices that are STEM-based and precursors to perhaps majoring in colleges and universities. We've sent so many different kids to different science programs, math programs, engineering programs the first few years. And, you know, just want to congratulate you, sir. And this engine project, Lead the Way, does not run without our STEM Academy advisor. A few years ago, she remembers, I said, how about taking on this program? And so, well, let me look into it, and then within 3 weeks, go, let's go full board. And all I did was hand it off to her, and she's the driving force behind the success of this program. Wanted to recognize Amy Edwards. I'll give you the sought-after Manasquan School. This one's for Project Lead the Way. Yeah, so enjoy your coffee in there. When we wanted to start, this is Edwards is in charge of the engineering, spearheaded the engineering program, and I reached out to Perseus McHugh to start our biomedical sciences. It's become very popular, and it also couples with our Academy of Health courses as well. So we want to recognize for her efforts, Perseus McHugh. In addition, teaching many of our industrial art classes, some mathematics and engineering courses, he's been a welcome addition to the Project Lead the Way team, and that's Jason Snyder. Next we have Mr. Wozneski. Eric Wozneski teaches a lot of AP courses, science AP courses, environmental courses. And he also, with Mrs. McHugh, spearheads biomedical sciences. So congratulations to Mr. Wozneski. And also we want to recognize the supervisor of math and science. And since my move over to central office, along with Dr. Kokoda, kind of oversees Project Lead the Way. And congratulations to Craig Muren, Vice President. Before you get back, Mrs. Edwards, what does it mean for the students we're recognizing tonight to be a distinguished scholar? What criteria is that?
So we as teachers couldn't do this without the students. So distinguished high schools in Project Lead the Way mean that not only do our students take a course in the Project Lead the Way curriculum, they take two or more. So they have to. We have to show that these students really are engaged in our curriculum and they want to just keep taking our courses. And we had almost 50% of our students taken one course, come back and take two or three courses with us, or four or five. I know I have one person who's taken every engineering course we ever have offered. So we couldn't do it without them, and these students that are here tonight with us are graduated from the STEM Academy as scholars with distinction, which means they've taken three or more courses in their field, meaning engineering or biomedical science, and they also, in addition to that, have to take AP advanced math and science STEM classes. So honors level, AP level, and so they are just amazing students and we're really excited to see what they do once they leave these halls, but we're gonna miss them. So, this is for them.
All right, so now we're gonna recognize our Project Lead the Way biomedical science scholars with distinction. Julia Incola. Salto, John De Palma, Patrick Frost. Brandon Coates. Thomas Liebel. Patrick Loxley. Juliana Martell. Aiden Maselli. Michael O'Connor. Kylie Rothrick. Robert Runge. Matthew Schneider. Henry Terlizzi. Connor Bolson. And Isaac Whitley. We just need one volunteer to tell the crowd at the meeting tonight what this program means to you and how it has helped you. Anybody? Go ahead.
I'll just say that loud. Well, I really enjoyed my 4 years here. Miss Edwards has taught me all 4 years. And I'm so grateful to her because she's really just increased my interest in that field that I've hope to pursue along with things I've already liked, which is, I'm very grateful that to have this like program here at AHS, and I hope, you know, incoming freshmen also do this program because it's just really opened my mind to so many things. So yes, thank you, Summers.
You're welcome.
All right, starting with Michael real fast, I just had this in my head. College you're going to and major?
Stevens Mechanical Engineering.
Quinnipiac University of Psychology. Stockton University of Nursing. Quinnipiac University of Nursing.
Yeah, University of Pittsburgh Mechanical Engineering.
University of Maryland Civil Engineering.
Lehigh University for Mechanical Engineering. George Tech for Aerospace Engineering.
University of Virginia for Civil Engineering. Virginia Tech Graphic Design.
LaSalle University of Mechanical Engineering.
Worcester, Massachusetts. And Mechanical Engineering.
Colorado School of Mines Mechanical Engineering.
We gotta squeeze it. The end of the squeeze. Super squeeze. Red gas. Look at this out. Further. Come on, you guys have to quit.
Further. A little further. All right.
One more round of applause for. Sometimes things we need to work on. They communicate with me as the superintendent, Mr. Place, and Dr. Crawley, in their roles about, you know, needs for the district. And, you know, I always say what they do is a thankless job, and when you do it a long time, it should be recognized. So this year, we had two board members reach 10 years, but it seems we were remiss in recognizing the last few years some members that, you know, reached that 10-year milestone as well. So we'll start off with the most accomplished and senior, Mr. Thomas Pellegrino. Yay.
Your commitment to educational excellence has made a lasting difference
Thank you for being a warrior for our students and our community.
Mr. Sabrina, who's been doing it 11 years, couldn't make it tonight, but 10 years, former president, Gene Katen. Tom has also served as board president. And finally, Donna Bassone, 10 years. Dr. Broly, you want to join in? So thank you very much for your service. And Ms. Bassone, I know you wanted to make some remarks. Or
I just wanted to thank everybody. This will be my last meeting. I'm moving out of town, and I had to relinquish my seat, sadly. I've been here 11 years, but I wanted to thank everybody. I have never, ever enjoyed a position, a volunteer position, more than I have loved this job. So thank you, and it's been a privilege to serve the district. Thank you.
So it is a bittersweet celebration of Donna's 10 years in service to the district. This will be her last meeting. But just a reflection from me, one of the things Donna liked the most, or at least I don't want to speak for her, but seemed like she liked the most, was when she received the token of appreciation from the students, specifically from Mr. Grath and his woodshop students, who every Christmas would put together a memento to memorialize the board's service and served as a good Christmas gift. So in honor of your resignation, we're just going to offer you one last token from the woodshop, not to overdo the plaques. I hope you have Ryan and the students put this together.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
Staff member have half the career that these folks have had. They will make an incredible impact on the lives of children and their colleagues. So tonight, we're recognizing several retiring staff members. We wish them tremendous fun and time with their family. We want to thank their families for letting us borrow them for their time, and in many cases, a very long time. But we're just thrilled for them as they move on to their next chapter. Mr. James Frieda, who I call Captain Frieda, please come up. When I arrived at Manasquan, I know some guys who were into fishing, and the first thing they said to me was, "You're going to be working with Captain Jim Frieda," and they're kind of like this, like he is all about fishing. He is the guy that they all look to. So I've always called him Captain and lovingly. But Jim, if I could say, you began your career here at Manasquan High School in 1980 and quickly became a fixture in the school and local community. In 1993, he was named Teacher of the Year, a reflection of his deep commitment to education and the impact he had on generations of students. With a comprehensive science certification, Mr. Frieda taught nearly every science course offered at Manasquan High School. His enthusiasm, humor, and passion for the natural world created a dynamic classroom environment where students were encouraged to think critically, explore deeply, and learn by doing. Beyond the classroom, Mr. Frieda played a vital role in the student life as a longtime advisor for the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Fishing Club. His knowledge extended far beyond textbooks. He is a U.S. Coast Guard certified charter captain and a weekly fishing columnist for the Coast Guard. Each summer, he continues to serve the community at Seagirts Beach as Seagirts Beach Manager, reinforcing his status as both an educator and a respected figure along the Jersey Shore. Mr. Frieda has been more than a teacher. He has been a mentor, role model, and trusted colleague. His presence in the science department, his steady leadership, and his joyful spirit made a lasting impact on Manasquan High School. While he will be deeply missed, his legacy of curiosity, dedication, and service will continue to influence both the school and the community for years to come. Congratulations. Would you like to say anything?
Yeah, I've been waiting for this for a long time. I need to say something because if you can't be proud of what you saw here tonight with our students, right, and with our staff, it's amazing. Well, Dr. Fakota, I'm going to put you on the spot. Like, a month ago, I ran into you in ShopRite, right? And I was all decked out in Swan gear. And what did I say? I said, I love coming shopping because I'm wearing Swan gear. And what does that mean? That's instant recognition. Instant recognition in the community.
Huh? You had on number 76.
76. It was a 1980 sweatshirt that I still have, right? Right? When I started, Harry was the superintendent, Carol Morris was the principal, right? And the one thing that, in my head, that I think about this is I come here every day and people say, are you counting the days now? No, I'm counting them up because every day was a blessing here. Every day was a blessing. One of the biggest was when I taught my three kids, I came here, it was so awesome to teach them. I remember my daughter, she wasn't in my class, right? She didn't put in my class. So I went to the principal and I went to Sean. I said, you gotta put my daughter in my class because I gotta teach her. Right? So, that was awesome, but right? I'm sorry, but
it takes time, Jim. Okay.
What I think of when I think of Manasquan, it comes to mind, right? I heard this, I'm gonna use this. The most excellent way, the most excellent way from start to finish. And Board of Ed, I gotta thank you because you're a board student. We have the most excellent way, which means, well, there's more than one way, but we here, I believe, do have the most excellent way with educating our kids. And I've seen that if there's one person that could critique after 45 years of what I've seen that all along, my entire career, most excellent way. I'm so proud to come here. Like I said, I'm not counting the days down. I'm counting them up. Every day was a blessing. So thank you all. Thank you. It's just by the grace of God that I go on. So thank you very much.
From her role as a paraprofessional at Manasquan Elementary School, we take a moment to recognize her years of service and dedication. Throughout her time with us, Ms. Gerlach could always be counted on to help wherever she was needed. She made the most of her time escorting one of our little warrior students to and from the bus each day, assisted with the hallway and cafeteria supervision, and offered support in the MES Media Center, keep it organized for student use. Her presence during recess ensured the students played safely and transitioned back to class in an orderly manner. Ms. Gerlach's calm and consistent approach helped create a structured environment for our students. She provided gentle reminders to encourage respectful behaviors and contributed to the routines that help our school run smoothly. We appreciate Ms. Gerlach's commitment to the safety and well-being of our students and her willingness to assist in many areas of the school. As she embarks on this next chapter of life, we wish her all the best in her well-deserved retirement. Please congratulate Ms. Dottie Gerlach. Once again, round of applause for Dr. Margaret's way out. I think we're having a good time tonight, so I'll say it. As she's walking out the door, the first conversation she really had with me, she said this in her way: "I tried to hate you, Rob, but I just can't." You did say that to me. There were reasons for that. We grew to love each other.
Immensely. It was a
backstory. Mrs. Margaret Pollock began her career in education in 1985 and joined the Manasquan School District in 1989 as the school psychologist. In this administrative role, she served as a compassionate advocate for students and families, working to ensure that every student had the support they needed to succeed. Her calm presence, thoughtful guidance, and deep dedication became a cornerstone of student support services at Manasquan High School. In 2014, Mrs. Pollock became Supervisor of Special Services, where her leadership and genuine care for students made a lasting impact. She continued to work with families and staff to provide students with the necessary support. During her time in this role, she was instrumental in establishing the Center of Learning and Independence, CLI, a program that continues to provide students with essential skills and support for life beyond high school. Her professionalism and empathy strengthened the district's special ed programs. Most recently, she served as Supervisor of Instruction for Humanities. Mrs. Pollock shaped the academic experience at Manasquan High School. She brought a spirit of kindness and encouragement to work with her teachers, supported ongoing curriculum improvement, and proudly launched the district's Seal of Biliteracy program. Her guidance, collaborative approach, and sincere care for both students and staff have left a lasting imprint on the school community. Mrs. Pollock will be greatly missed by her colleagues, but her legacy of compassion, leadership, and education excellence will endure. We thank her for everything and wish her all the joy in the world as she begins her next chapter as Nanny March. Jim and Dottie, can I ask you to come up one more time? Yes. Jim and Dottie?
Thank you.
We'll take a picture of you.
Thank you very much, Board of Education.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. Please. Thank you. I just want to thank you, everybody, very much for this really kind recognition. I think Jim, it's true, Dottie. Jim said it all. I think he captured in our heart the essence of how we're feeling today. But I really want to just say how grateful I've been to have had the opportunity to work here in Manasquan alongside administrative colleagues that I adore, staff, everybody from paraprofessionals to our custodial staff. We are an amazing organization and one that I am extremely proud to have been affiliated with. And I am blessed to be part of the Warrior legacy here. But I want to also thank my family because they supported me for 40 years in this game, and I would never have made it through the ups and downs of a long career. So thank you to everybody, and I appreciate it. Cheers to retirement. Yep, we see. We get to see going on.
Served 11 years on this board, many years as vice president here. So, Mrs. Pollock.
We're going to read the plaque again. In grateful recognition for your exceptional service in the Manasquan School District as a member of the Board of Education, your commitment to educational excellence has made a lasting difference. Thank you for being a warrior for our students and our community.
Thank you very much. Take a 5-minute break
for a celebration. Please have some. Acceptance of minutes. I recommend the acceptance and approval of the minutes of the combined Committee of the Whole and regular public meeting and closed executive session of May 6, 2025. Executive session minutes will be withheld from disclosure until such time as the reasons for discussing and acting on a matter in closed executive session no longer exist. Can I have a motion to accept the minutes?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo, Mr. Serino.
Mr. Boldeman?
Yes.
Mr. Bassone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Ms. Kavanaugh?
Yes.
Mr. D'Ambrosio?
Abstain.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lofredo?
Yes.
Mrs. Malone?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollock?
Yes.
Mrs. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie?
Public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. In order to ensure all members of the public who wish to participate are afforded a timely and orderly opportunity to do so, the board may not answer questions posed by those making comments. The board may address questions posed during this period once all members of the public wishing to speak have done so. The board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone like to be heard? Seeing no one, we'll move to anyone who'd like to be heard on items that are not on this agenda. So we're going to move to the discussion items. The first of which is a report on the curriculum committee. The curriculum committee met on June 5th. It was, as they all have been through the year, very well attended by the administration and the board members who participate in the committee. The committee discussed things that have happened recently in both the elementary school and the high school, including the elementary school's trip to the American Young Voices concert at NJ PAC, the fourth grade character capstone project, and the iReady progress as a result of small group instruction for both math and language arts. Mrs. Cimino discussed the preparations underway for the extended school year and the special education parent advisory group and plans for meetings next year. And Dr. Kokoda discussed the launch of the new athletic website. Mr. Place also went through the district AI committee recommendations, which will be part of the discussion tonight, and teacher use of AI in assessing and grading student work was part of the discussion as well. And that will be our last meeting for this school year. We're going to take July off and meet in August if we need to, otherwise pick back up in September.
Any questions? Personnel will have an executive session. Mr. Place, anything on policy?
No, not this month.
Dr. Crowley, on finance?
Yes, just briefly, crossing finance and building grounds. I just want to draw your attention to items number 23 and 24 on the consent agenda and give a little explanation. If you recall, in April, you authorized a withdrawal from the capital reserve of $450,000 to fund the boiler replacement project at MES. We did open bids for that project on Friday, this past Friday, and the lowest bid was slightly over that budget. It was $468,000, so $18,000 over budget. In conversation with Mike Milliman and other design professionals, they seem to think at this point the boilers need to be replaced. Being that small amount over budget, it doesn't make too much sense to go back out to bid for a couple of reasons. A, if we went back out to bid now, we wouldn't get them done over the summer with heating season is starting October 15th. So there's a timing issue. B, it's unlikely prices would stay that low and not go up. So their recommendation is if it can be accommodated in the capital reserve budget to fully fund the project now and just get it done. As we discussed, the majority of that, actually the entirety of that money was generated through interest income on the referendum project, which we did make well over $500,000 on. So this wouldn't put us over that amount and wouldn't dip into any of our capital reserve that's been earmarked for other projects. So with your approval, we'll be recommending those two resolutions in conjunction with one another. That project will then take place this summer with the hope that by October 15th, they'll be on, which starts heating season. So is there any questions about those two resolutions? I'll discuss the rest of the construction that's taking place in the district a little further down the line in Rob's report.
Superintendent's report. We currently have a total enrollment of 1,392 students, 917 at the high school, 475 at the elementary school. We were compliant in our monthly safety drills. The high school had their lockdown and fire drill 15th and 27th of May, and the elementary school had their fire drill on the 13th, and their tabletop security drill, that's the actual name for it. And I don't mind putting you on the spot, can you just explain what that is, Mrs. Minetta?
Yeah, so during a tabletop security drill, we talk about plan for, run through, scenarios and make sure that everybody's on the same page about how we would go about acting and behaving in those situations. So, you know, if there was a medical emergency, you know, what would be the response and what would be the responsibility of each person who's at the table. So it's an opportunity for us to communicate with our security staff, with our emergency management team about how we would proceed, you know, in a variety of circumstances, as opposed to just drilling one particular scenario.
Okay. Monthly HIP reports, we had one incident filed, but it was not determined to be HIP at the high school, and no reported incidents at the elementary school. Well done. In addition, speaking of anti-bullying, we are submitting our New Jersey Department of Education for the school year 2023-2024 school self-assessment report, determining grades under the Anti-Bullying Bill of Rights Act. I can proudly say that we scored 68 out of 68 indicators at both the elementary and high school. In the process of implementing the anti-bullying law at our schools, I want to thank Mr. Place, Ms. Busco, and our building principals and counselors for all of their work in helping us get what is a perfect score. So congratulations with that. In addition, it's this time of year. During last summer, we presented our district board of ed and superintendent goals that go hand in hand with each other. And I've asked the staff, the administrative staff, to help join me in describing how we accomplished those goals this year. So I'll speak to board and superintendent goal on differentiated professional development. As you know, we have been working with Go Teach consultants to hopefully implement in September a differentiated professional development program for our teachers, which we believe was roundly supported by our teaching and support staff. I'll speak to some of what happened at the end as I report out. Since our midpoint review for the PD program, we had a training session with GoTeach, Dr. Christopher Tinkin, and our district and building administrators, and we built course offerings and special projects for non-teaching areas to develop a program implementation timeline with an eye on school year 25-26. As a district administrative team, we met to identify these courses. We helped develop personnel postings. Mr. Place put up the personnel postings for the train-the-trainer program. We identified staff for the train-the-trainers program, and they have to have a training session, pretty intense training session, during the week. I believe it's August 11th through the 14th, and the GoTeach consultants are going to work with our staff members and the administrative team. We distributed our district professional development catalog for staff, and I know within an hour of us putting out that professional development catalog, about 90 staff members signed up for their professional development for next year. So you don't typically see that, everyone's very busy, but it's definitely a need here, and they're embracing this new program. And you know, everything is set for next year. All of our staff will get with our professional differentiated professional development. They'll all get 10 hours of much needed professional development in an area that they help input on what they need and where they're at in their career and the skill set that they need. So this is off to a great start. So very proud of that. And if you look, this is our framework for our program. What's the next slide? It's tough to read there, but we get that to you. And it just kind of outlines what our newer staff might be involved with. Some, I mentioned some counselors or people who don't typically stand in front of kids and instruct all day, but some of our child study team, they'll be doing some special projects. The second board and superintendent goal was strategic planning. It ran hand in hand with each other, both goals. We had community outreach for participation in strategic planning and scheduling of meetings. We used all of our resources to connect with the community and invite them to participate. On average, we had anywhere from 40 to 50 people at these meetings, and they occurred on March 5th, March 25th, and April 10th. The school boards, Mr. Tim Tien, worked with us and facilitated three work sessions that went very well with the school community to review district accomplishments, strengths, and the needs to identify targeted goals for the new strategic plan. The district administration, once our final meeting took place, began extracting notes from the work sessions to develop action plans for identified areas. And I'm happy to say that the board will receive a draft strategic plan by June 16th, Monday. And we're hoping that the new strategic plan will be adopted at the next 15th Board of Education meeting. And with the superintendent's goal, just running along, the same activities took place, and I will help facilitate and propose the new plan at the July 15th Board of Ed meeting. Our next goal is for any questions or concerns about strategic planning or the differentiated professional development program.
Not a concern, but a question. The 90 staff that signed up, did that include courses for paraprofessionals, or was that just certificate?
There's a course for paraprofessionals, but that was outside of those 90 staff.
Okay.
But they're
there,
also
there
signing
a,
up, yes.
Okay.
There is a program for that.
Thank you.
Board goal number three, and superintendent's goal has to do with our lower elementary, so Mrs. Blaya.
So we began by attending a Blue Ribbon conference, Ms. Mineta and I, where we learned a lot about the application process and had a lot of time to talk about our approach to applying to become a Blue Ribbon school. Throughout this year, I've really focused on offering professional development to my staff that I found through people that I felt like really, great presenters that really align themselves with our goals for Tier 1 instruction, Tier 2 instruction. And so, we would summarize those a lot of times on the Teams pages, and this is just a list of the courses that either my staff or I have attended to turnkey. We also improved, one of the things that we explored in the Blue Ribbon was, shrinking the gap, right? We really worked on improving the identification of those gaps so that we could work toward shrinking them. So one of the things that we did was we began with an iReady screener for reading. We intend to fully implement that for next year in K through 8, which will be great. In addition, I attended another professional development strategy on just how we're using that to leverage as a universal screener. There's also updates to the foundations curriculum that addresses multilingual learners, need awareness, and interventions for small group instruction, which is phenomenal to help support the work that we've been doing this year. In Wilson, increasing efficacy in foundations. This was something that the staff also participated in. Wilson is the reading program and support intervention system that we utilize, and that's what foundations is also built off of. So that was a really great supplement to what we've been doing, and also let us know of some of the updates that are coming down the line. We also developed an interventionist professional learning community this year. So each week, the interventionists sat down and, with administration and talked about our next goals, about individual students, and just tailored the instruction to meet their needs. In addition, a counseling PLC was developed to address both attendance and social emotional goals. We also developed a Teams page as well, where we share and collaborate resources. And then lastly, in terms of character education, we implemented the Grade 4 Character Capstone Project, which basically was a summary of what it means to be a warrior. And then next, we had regular data meetings with our MTSS team. So it incorporates all stakeholders to identify the gaps and address them with the interventions that we have. It says K to 4, but we really focus even pre-K all the way through 8th grade. We take a look at all students for a variety of needs, and we take a look at the impact of the small group instruction that we've implemented this year to see if it helped us in addressing that gap, which it definitely is. And then We always adjust the interventions based on the feedback from the teachers and from the team. I did take a look quickly based off the information that we had between the association of our iReady reading and also the current literacy benchmarks that we've been using for the past couple of years, just to see you know, how they align, you know, if a student's doing really well in DIBELS, how does that look on the iReady reading screener? So I look forward to doing a full analysis this summer on that. And then lastly, just we, as an administrative team, we worked as part of our admin goals were to conduct classroom walkthroughs just to see the efficacy of some of the, you know, the initiatives that we have in place, including the small group instructors, to see how things are going live and in action. And it really gave us a chance to talk with our staff about some areas for improvement outside of just formal observations. So like I said, you know, in the instruction, we standardize small group instruction in both math and ELA. So K through four has a standard small group 40 minutes where they're meeting for the small group instruction. Some of those periods are supplemented with the interventionists. But the teachers are also continuing that on their own if the interventions are not in place. And then we also increased access to curriculum materials for pre-K through two by increasing the laptop ratio with the help of Mr. Place and his technology team, so that all students are in pre-K through four or one-to-one.
Okay. Any questions?
Yeah, I do. I haven't been here a while. We've had this conversation for a long time about the Blue Ribbon, and I'm sure in that answer you just gave, which was great, do we now have, do we understand what the criteria is that we're not meeting, and do we have a definitive plan, or is that what you just outlined for me and I just didn't understand?
What we've outlined here is we have definitely identified those gaps, and we, you know, what we had found is the two pathways, right, of taking a look at subgroups and, you know, specific subgroups and closing that gap, and students who are not performing on grade level a lot of times overlap. So what we've done is take a holistic view on all of those students to try and find some of the areas that we can improve. So part of this small group instruction is to do that. I could just tell you, you know, I just ran the analytics for K through four, and we started with, I think, 100 in math. I only analyzed math just yet. DIBELS, not so much yet, because they just finished. But we went from like 168 students who were below grade level to 30. By the end of this year. So we are doing it in terms of building that gap. Now we have to make sure also that the iReady is translating to NJSLA, which is a big indicator for the Blue Ribbon status.
So there's two essential pathways that we can follow, right, to get Blue Ribbon status. One, it's about closing the gaps with these specific subgroups. One of the particular challenges for us at MES in meeting that kind of a goal is we have such a small population of students we're dealing with, and sometimes they're crossing over into multiple categories. So that it just makes it really, it makes it really challenging for us to meet that. Not that we can't move kids in our subcategories, but we may not move enough to like to move the needle to close that gap that the, what the state is looking for Blue Ribbon now. The other option is for us to reach a certain ranking within the state, like which is the 85th percentile, so being top 15% of the state for our overall scores. It gets tricky to identify where you are in terms of the rest of the state. They don't really like to give you a straight answer for that. Like, where are we? Well, we don't rank everybody, but you're telling us we need to be in the top 15%. So what we're focused on right now before we go through an application process is making sure that we're getting proficiency up as high as we can,
right,
in each one of those areas. So all of the efforts that we're making here to essentially provide intervention, make sure that the instruction that's going on is top-notch, is in an effort to get that proficiency up as high as it can. Because right. I really think that that's going to be our best opportunity to achieve Blue Ribbon status, just given a number.
Yeah, and I applaud it. I know it's a subjective thing, and, yeah. But we've never really, I mean, this is the first time I've heard a definitive roadmap since I've been here. I'm sure,
yeah.
Like I said, it might have been up on the screen, but nobody's actually explained where we are and where we should be.
So we're close and we're getting closer. And I think that once we have this iReady literacy piece in place to match the work we've been doing with math, to really have some actionable data to help us move forward in that direction and show to a committee, like, these are the gains that we've made and this is where we stand in terms of our students, you know, literacy, I think we're going to be in even better shape. So we're on the right path, but it's definitely, like I said, with the numbers game that we have, it's just a little bit extra tricky. In a larger district, you have, you know, a handful of kids that can make the difference. And for us, it's tough.
Do they take into account
attendance as well, or are they just looking? I mean, I'm sure that's wrapped in.
So there is a whole. They do the whole. I've been through this process before in my previous district. So they do take a look at your entire school programming, including attendance. They're looking at your school report card. They're looking at the programming that you have into place for from everything from gifted and talented to basic skills. They're looking at everything. So we actually are presenting a really nice package already, but we want to make sure that before we go ahead and submit our application that our proficiency is where it needs to be so that we can be successful, because it's a lot of work for the staff to put into the application process if we're not quite there yet.
And did we have a shift in attendance this year?
Our attendance is not it's not any really better or worse than it has been in previous years in the elementary school. It's pretty standard. We did not require an action plan this year for our state report card, but it's certainly something that we need to continue to keep an eye on. And it's one of the things we talked about in strategic planning, that in elementary school in particular is something that requires full community support and buy-in, because it's tough.
I did like how you were spinning this, both of you, where you were talking about gaps and proficiencies as opposed to teaching to the test, as opposed to where our students at, where their gaps are.
Correct.
If you do close them,
yes,
the results will show up.
Absolutely.
There. But I think it's more important to focus on what we're doing right now, as opposed to, you know, we're not going to get that blue ribbon thing.
Correct.
Great to get.
Correct.
I like it.
Thank you.
For the blue ribbon, do they use the same standardized for each?
Yes. Each school that gets evaluated, yeah, they have a standard. They have a standard, you know, application process and a standard review process for schools.
So, are they basing it on like your iReady or NJSLA when they get to?
NJSLA is their main indicator. It's their main indicator, and that's why we want to make sure that while we have a variety of other data that says that our students are doing really well and our NJSLA scores are solid, we want to make sure that they're really in that top tier in order for us to put in that application finally.
So basically, grades 3 through 8?
3 through 8. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And personally, I like the idea that we're going after not the subgroups, but the approach that you're taking now, I think, benefits everyone in the building.
Correct.
As opposed to the other, I know there's two routes, but I like the route that you're on.
Yeah.
Personally, it doesn't matter what I like, but I'm just giving you.
No, it's great. And I think you have to do both. You mean you have to do both, right? We really need to make sure that we are solidifying instruction across the board for everyone. I think that's the way you lift the entire school community. But
I
then
agree.
You also, when instruction gets lifted for the entire school community, it allows you more resources to support the kids who are not meeting, you know, with success at that level. So all around that, you know, is going to let us better allocate, like I said, our human resources and our interventions for the kids who really need it. I won't repeat a lot of what Jackie said, but for 5 through 8, it's similar. Jess, could you advance that one slide for me? Thank you. So again, we went to the conference. It was great. We continue to work with iReady. We are continuing to work with our sending districts through our professional development with Deanne Opatowski, who does a great job in making sure that we're all kind of getting on the same page. Our teachers are looking at NJSLA and all kinds of other data in our PLCs just to see where the gaps are. We did an in-depth analysis on all of the scores from last year, so teachers could look at how last year's students were and plan better for this year's students. We're using our iReady results. We're piloting iReady reading. That's going to give us some great data. And again, focusing on attendance and removing some of those barriers. So meeting with individual families, determining what's preventing students from getting to school, because one of the main factors affecting some student success is regular attendance at school. And then one more, just thank you. We are also in the middle school. I've talked about this with all of you prior. We are not only doing traditional basic skills, but talking about executive function supports, organization, planning, preparation, all the things that kids need to be successful. Our math teachers, whenever they've had a free period, are pushing into other math classes to provide additional support. They're working with each other, working with students to make sure they're getting what they need. We have before school assistance available for kids to get extra help and also support with organization. And we have put together individual plans when kids need some assistance with academic recovery. And all of those small and large efforts are helping to move our students forward. We do know that the timeline's important to everybody. It's something that we also keep an eye on. We would love to have that distinction right now in front of the building for everybody. We do take a look at the school report card. That does give us the most up-to-date information about where we are in relation to other schools in the state. So we looked at it this year. We're almost there, but not quite. We'll continue to look at that school report card when it comes out, and when our new NJSLA scores come out, we'll reevaluate our percentages in various areas and see if we're ready to go ahead at that time or if we need one more, you know, go around to get it where it needs to be. And we'll continue to work on our collaborative walkthroughs because it provides, as Jackie said, another opportunity to get a broad base what's going on in our classrooms on a daily basis, not just what's written in a lesson plan and not just what is talked about in a planned, you know, observation or a 20-minute short observation, but really on a day-to-day basis across a department, across a grade level, what does that look like in practice? So all of those things have been really helpful for us in meeting board goal number three.
Do you see any need for maybe some rollover into next year with the next set of board and superintendent goals?
This is obviously an ongoing goal for us. We, you know, our goal was to kind of get into it more, right? We're into it more, but in order for us to achieve it, we're going to need to probably continue to roll this one over.
Yeah. Anything else?
I have one question. Sure. How does the content-specific PD that Deanna Potosky is doing dovetail with the
differentiated
initiatives?
Yes. Yeah, so the one of the great things about Deanne's professional development is that she comes with very content-specific resources that she has researched, combed through, used herself, you know, prepared and presented, so that the teachers all leave those workshops with new materials, resources, and ideas to kind of go, which is great because she, as an outside professional development person, has kind of the time and energy and resources to look into that, right? Whereas our differentiated professional development is an opportunity for teachers to talk about practice. In practice, this is what we're doing, aligning with each other, you know, digging into some new things. So this will be an opportunity for our middle school teachers, especially the ones that we have that are designed to articulate between middle school and high school, to talk about these are some resources and materials we're using. The high school might get exposed to some of those resources and materials that we're using at the lower grade levels and talk about how that could translate to the high school. And I think it's going to be a nice opportunity for those two things to kind of come together. We appreciate Deanne's resources a lot.
Yeah, and so one of the other things I wanted to say is one of the things that Deanne's workshops do as well is allows the sending districts to also attend. So it's like a bigger amount of people. You know, there's a larger number of people who are able to lend their experiences. So learning from what other schools are doing has been really, really valuable. A lot of times coming back from Deanne's workshops in the next PLC, there's usually a presentation to just the grade level who's present. But we have also found that Deanne has really inspired some teachers to dive deeper in some of the things like AI and utilizing it, and have now like inspired them. Now they want to teach a course on it for next year. So
feel more confident.
There was inspiration, and hearing from other districts just lends to them their experience to be able to present that to everybody else.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. For the goal three, Dr. Kokoda, International Baccalaureate.
Yes, very excited. Last time we had talked about IB, we were talking about the pathway to implementation, and now very excited to share that we are ready for implementation for next school year. We are finished with our course scheduling for next year, thanks to our team and the Office of School Counseling. We have 15 students enrolled in the program for next year, which is above our target as well. So the goals were to meet with the students and the parents to try and bring them on board. And myself, as counselors, as well as Dr. Honorato, our IB coordinator, we visited all of our English 2 classrooms to basically survey the students. After the surveys came back, we met with interested students and their families at the early part of the school year. And then as course scheduling began to roll out during the third marking period, we really started to plot with them what their courses would actually be, not only for their junior year, but for their senior year as well. With the parents, we introduced all this at open house, discussed it at back to school night. We met in here, which I had discussed previously. It was standing room only. Next year, I'll know to bring more chairs. We also had a course scheduling workshop, so we could show the process by which students would be going through the program. and then held individual scheduling meetings with parents so we could really talk about what that would mean for each student. So the parents could hear the same thing that the students heard as well. And then finally, which probably garnered the most steam for the program, was the site visits. Our students had the opportunity to shadow IB classes at OWL. They met with teachers that they would partner with, as well, excuse me, our teachers met with teachers at Howell that they would partner with throughout this process, so we're thankful for their guidance. And we also held a coordinators meeting on Monday where the extended essay coordinator, the media specialist, and the CAS, that's the Creativity, Activity, and Service Project Coordinator, were able to all meet and then share ideas, and you know, the overwhelming response was now that they finally feel ready. So very, very excited for that, and look forward to reporting out on their progress next year.
So I just want to congratulate you, Dr. Honorato, Mrs. Kenny, her counselors, teachers, for getting this done. Mm-hmm. Revisiting our marketing program to advertise IB, the merits of IB, was tough. In my first meeting as superintendent, you know, saying we're going to put this off and see if it's a good fit, and you guys took it and ran with it, and we're going to have International Baccalaureate, the opening of school, with 15 kids in the diploma program, and that's just outstanding. So thank you for what you did.
Yeah, and, yes, sir.
Making our decision to hold off, probably the right decision, and we're implementing it the right way. So. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Any questions or concerns? Dr. Crawley.
Yep, I'll be brief because you've received similar updates every month from me for the last 12 months. But my goal dealt with the completion of the project H&S is working on, the main project that's been funded by the referendum from January 2023. Based on the payment application on the agenda tonight, we're a little over 92% complete with that project. Hasn't been without aggravation, but we are nearing the end, which is I'm very grateful for. The remaining work, the only actual classroom spaces that are going to be disrupted from this point moving forward are rooms 111 to 115, which are the primary grade class, the pre-K and kindergarten classrooms that make up the L around the primary playground and the hunter's wings. We anticipate those being complete probably before December, but we're planning to move in over Christmas break next year just because that's a clean break, gives teachers some time to get set up and things like that. So at some point during the fall, right now the schedule indicates October 2, the rooms will be turned over to us. We have to get in and furnish them, clean them up, things like that. So that'll be the month of November. And then December will be setting up when they return from Christmas break. Those rooms will be occupied and we'll be done with disrupting classroom spaces. The final HVAC work that's taking place, the final rooftop unit scheduled to go up over the summer, should be on by the time students return in September. And punch list work and additional HVAC work is supposed to be completed over the summer as well. Subsidiary project, not related to H&S, but a side project that is under contract is the track and field relocation, which we also hope to be done over the summer. So the next year, the next school year, the 25-26 school year is gonna hopefully be just tying up loose ends, closing out the project with H&S, whatever that might entail, and wrapping up the referendum projects altogether.
Having some conversations, not to put you on the spot, but just a punch list for the high school locker rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we at with?
It's ongoing. There's some higher priority items, in particular running HVAC into the above the hard ceiling in the coach's office. I know that's been a particular sore spot, so they should be working on that within the next 2 weeks, actually within the next week now. Other punch list work should be completed by the end of this school year, and students occupying.
So we'll be ready for the fall.
We'll certainly be ready by the fall, yeah. Students will be occupying over the summer for sports that start earlier than the fall, yes.
Okay. Any questions or concerns for Dr. Crawley? Mr. Police, AI.
Sure. Goal number five was about forming a committee of faculty and administrators to look at the district's and the board's posture on artificial intelligence as this becomes a ongoing theme in how we think about educating students who are, awash in this technology these days. We formed that committee early in the year. That consisted of myself, Rob, all principals. We selected principals selected five teachers from kind of varied areas of the district, as well as our tech coordinator and coach. We got together a few times. We kind of divided up the work to think about. We looked at some different sources of what other schools are doing, kind of the posture of the state with some of their research that they've put out there, and then kind of broke up some of the responsibility to think about what are our recommendations to the board going to be about how we can acknowledge the existence of AI, take advantage of its benefits, but still make sure we're using it, our students and teachers are using it responsibly. So to that end, what that committee is going to be recommending is two policy recommendations that will be presented to the board this summer, but they were included in the last week's Friday packet and are in the virtual handouts tonight. One of those is policy 2365, which we don't currently have, that is acceptable use of generative AI. The other is a revised academic integrity policy. So currently we have a policy called plagiarism. This is a Strauss has made revision to that policy that talks more broadly about academic integrity. So again, you can take a look at those drafts, but they'll be on for first reading in July if the board chooses to go that route. One thing that the policy on use of AI provides is authorizes the development of an AI plan. So the reason for doing this outside of the policy realm, right, is that we understand that this is probably going to have to be adapted and be pretty nimble as things change, as we want to modify it, as situations arise that we want to be able to do that. So the board level policy establishes what AI is, authorizes the superintendent to make that plan, and authorizes the scope of what that plan will be. So that draft plan is also included in the virtual handouts and again was included in the Friday packet. But essentially, you can kind of read through that and get a sense of, think of it as like a handbook, right, for teachers to kind of use, to kind of look at how does the district think that AI should be used? What are, so how should they be using it for assignments? You know, if you are giving students direction for that in assignments, how should they be providing like citations for things like that? How do we inform parents about these policies in AI? What are the things that violate, right, the uses of AI within the scope of that plan and policy? What are the consequences, right, for violations? That kind of would refer back to our code of conduct, like normally. And then also sets out, you know, various procedures for how we can have different recommended platforms. You know, in that plan, draft plan, we have a number of recommended platforms for various grade levels or different subject areas. For teachers to kind of use. Again, it's not meant to be an exhaustive list of everything that would be involved, but it is meant to be kind of a starting off handbook for teachers to use to do that. So again, that's currently in draft form. Please, if you have a chance the next month or so, take a look at it, and we'll be talking about it again this summer as we open the school year. Our goal being we want to be able to provide this to teachers, you know, at the beginning of next school year. Not really related to the committee of this, but as you know, as Rob talked about with the Professional Development Academy, one of the more popular classes is about teacher use of AI. So that's kind of a parallel track where teachers are kind of, some teachers who selected it are going to be kind of digging in deeply to kind of best practices and actually using it. Okay. Thank you.
Any questions for Jesse or concerns? And again, I just want to thank the administrative team. We had a very collaborative approach to developing these goals and accomplishing these goals. A lot of the outcomes are yet to be determined, but certainly we're off to a great start. A lot of work was put into this year. So again, thank you to everybody on the administrative team, and thank you to the board for your support. So I thought in terms of our goals, it was a great year, and we did a lot. So and that work will continue starting this summer. And that's the superintendent's report.
Thank
you. Can I have a motion to approve the superintendent's report? Sure. Mr. Dimmel, Mr.
Pellegrino?
Yes. Mr. Boldeman?
Yes.
Mrs. Bisson?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Ms. Kavanaugh?
Yes.
Mr. D'Ambrosio?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lafretta?
Yes.
Mrs. Malone?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Powell?
Yes.
Carried. Oh, Mrs. Serino, sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
So much for 10 years.
Does anyone need anything separated out, the Manasquan general items, numbers 14 through 29?
So, question. Pete already has talked about this, but Pete, on the number 40, the tuition, what was it? Do you remember what it was last year?
10,000 even.
Okay.
Typically, that's Bill's asking about the tuition that private students pay to attend school year. Traditionally, again, it's a board decision, but traditionally we've kind of pegged it at 50% of what the 9 to 12 semi-district tuition is, rounded to the nearest $100 to make it a little easier.
Thank you.
Can I have a motion for items number 14 through 29? Mrs. Besson, Mr. Balderman, does anyone have any questions?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Besson?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lafredo?
Yes.
Mrs. Malone?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mrs. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
Does anyone need anything separated out on the sending district, items numbers 30 through 59? Can I have a motion for items 30 through 59?
Yes.
Mrs. Besson, Mr. Serino.
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Besson?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Ms. Kavanaugh?
Yes.
Mr. D'Ambrosio?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lafredo?
Yes.
Mrs. Malone?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mrs. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie?
Does anyone have any old or new business they'd like to raise?
Just want to thank Donna Besson for her years of service, being here the longest. I spent every one of Donna's years with her, and her passion for the district and the students is unmatched. Thank you. When nobody else wanted to step forward, Donna Besson stepped forward and joined this board, and she's been an exemplary board member. We didn't always agree, but she was always respectful and nice about it. Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Well said. Thank you, Donna. Can I have a motion to adjourn to executive session? Mr. D'Ambrosio, Mr. Lafredo, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Pete and Jesse?
Can I have a motion to reconvene?
Yes.
Oh, are we ready, Scott?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Serino?
Yep.
Dr. D'Ambrosio? Sorry, I lost my
name. All in favor?
Okay.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Did you see that?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Besson?
Yes.
Mr. Carnahan? Mr. Catani? Ms. Kavanaugh?
Yes.
Mr. D'Ambrosio?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lafredo?
Yes.
Mrs. Malone?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mrs. Serino?
Yes.
For the quorum.
Can I have a motion for Manasquan items number 63 and 64? Mrs. Besson? Mr. Balderman? Does anyone have any questions?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Besson?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lafredo?
Yes.
Mrs. Malone?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mrs. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
Can I have a motion for the Manasquan Sending District's items number 65 and 66? Dr. D'Ambrosio? Mrs. Besson?
Mr. Balderman?
Yes.
Mrs. Besson?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Ms. Kavanaugh? Mr. D'Ambrosio?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Lafredo?
Yes.
Mrs. Malone?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carried.
Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Out. Mr. Kavanaugh? Mrs. Besson?
All in favor?
Thank you.